Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's me, Carly. It's February 22nd, and there's so much stuff to talk about tonight, and it's going to be a very interesting show. So I hope everyone just sticks around and calls in 347-850-8721. And lately I keep, you know, saying in the beginning of the show, you know, no swearing, whatever. Well, I've been a hypocrite. I've been breaking my own rule. But you know what? If you want to swear, just keep it, you know, at a minimum by swearing, I guess. And there's so much to talk about with ZH One Life AMC primetime show. So I'm going to bring in my little co-host, my partner in crime with everything. And I'm going to bring on Terry, then I will bring on Heather, who I think is on the line too. Hello?
Hello?
So did you hear the song?
No.
Okay.
I didn't hear any song.
Okay, you guys,
play the song. You're going to have to play it during the middle of, I guess, during the show.
Yeah, okay, I
play
will bring on.
Play at the point where it says that, the,
okay.
You
know. And I'm going to bring on Heather because
okay.
I'm not in chat room.
I'm not in chat tonight, so I decided to call in because I don't want to go through all that logging in stuff, so.
Hey, Heb.
Hey.
Hey, cool.
Hi.
Hello, I miss you on my show, Terry.
I'm sorry. This weekend I wasn't able to call, and I spent the weekend with my friend.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I moved it to Tuesdays now because I figured that Sunday was kind of a bad idea, so I moved it.
Oh, okay. To Tuesdays at 3 or what? Or what time?
Well, it's not going to start till next Tuesday because tomorrow I have a movie to make. But it's
okay.
Going to be at 8 o'clock East Coast time, so 5 your time.
So I have to try to call into now, huh?
Yeah.
If
you can.
I'm so pissed off with General Hospital. I have anxiety already with my personal life, you know, but it would be nice to come home and watch an hour out of my day, General Hospital, but I can't do it because there's nothing exciting to watch about it, but, you know.
Yeah, I was, like, falling asleep today. I was sitting there falling asleep, and, like, when Johnny and Olivia started, like, making out, which was kind of a weird scene, I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, it didn't seem like a normal them making out and getting
yeah.
it on. I was all of a sudden awake. Like, before that, I was totally, like, falling asleep. Like, this is the boringest episode ever. And then, like, that woke me up.
Are you Johnny and Olivia fan, or?
Yes,
or,
I love
yeah,
them.
Are you?
Oh, you guys, we have two more callers on the line. Why don't I just bring on everyone?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello? Bridget?
Hello?
Hey, okay, I'm going to bring on someone else, too, and then everyone will be on.
Okay.
Hello?
Leah?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, okay, yeah. The gang is all here.
Okay. The gang's all here, yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay, and let's just pray that you know who doesn't call in. Oh, I'm going to really pee my pants, you guys.
And then the show's all yours. I'm kidding.
Are you talking about your buddy?
No. We are talking about that guy that I always call them. You know,
hello.
Ray.
Yeah.
I was over at Ryan's show and there was someone on.
Really?
So, somebody said,
yeah.
Carly, you were the one that told me about the Lucky and Jason scene today, that Jason found out about Liz, right?
Yes.
You know what? What was the day? What day was it that there was a lot of Liz and Jason mentioned the other day? There was even a little scene that she was dreaming because she's in the Shady Brook and she was dreaming about, you know, Lucky and Nicholas, and Jason was even in there. I was shocked. Even that they had a scene together, but not really. But you know, and I was like, I called you right away when I saw it.
Yes.
Remember? I wonder what
it
all that's about. And then there were even there was mentions of conversations and that people were having. Even Nicholas said to Lucky, he says, "I'm not going to be like Jason. I'm not going to stay out of my child's life."
I was so happy with Liz today when she called out Nicholas, like saying, "Oh, you want to care about this child? You're not even a father to your own son. You don't even care about him." I was so happy. I was like, "About time."
Really?
Yeah, she chewed him out, and I was like, "About time someone brings it up."
Oh, and people in the guest chat room, if you go in and sign your name, and then you can sign in, and you and chat with us, and we can figure out who you guys are. Even though I have an inkling who you guys are, but okay. Did I just say that out loud, you guys?
Yeah
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I just, you know what, I'm just, you know.
I have a habit of saying a lot of things out loud without thinking about it. I'm kidding.
you know I do. No, I'm mad because I am sick of the, everyone is on Elizabeth crap about everything. And I just want someone to go up to the flood of our sluts and say something and say, you know what? Someone needs to put their foot down and say something about it, because Sam has gotten away far too long. And I was watching a scene this weekend, and I could not stomach her, and I wanted to vomit.
What scene was it?
The Valentine scene.
Yeah,
the Valentine scene that the stupid kids did. Jason and Sam didn't do it. It was the kids.
Yeah, like I said on my show, it was retarded, dumb, because Jason didn't even, pay for, he paid for it, but only because Chrissy, begged him for the money. Like, it wasn't even his idea. He probably could care less about it.
You know, and this...
And then it brought up memory. For me, I was thinking about the Valentine that he had with Liz a long time ago when he got her that stone, or the red stone or something.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day, and she brought him her fudge that she makes, remember? I thought that was so sweet.
And tomorrow, you guys, I guess, in the today or tomorrow they are doing the new opening. Does anyone know?
Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's rumors that, They might not even be in the opening. Isn't that weird, though?
Well, maybe he's gonna be killed off the show or something. I don't know.
Wait, who said that he won't be in it?
I read somewhere online that, the new ones, Jonathan Jackson might not be in it because he might not be there long.
Didn't he only come in for 6 months or what?
Yeah.
Well, Bridget, isn't that correct? He only came in for 6 months, right?
Well, it started only for 6 months, but they are hoping he'll go for a year.
Oh my God.
It isn't proven
yet.
But
we need to see Lucky for another
6 months. Because he's got his band. He can get any gig.
Yeah.
So why would he want to stay at General Hospital?
I don't get it either.
Why stick around for the same crap every day?
I know.
He doesn't even feel welcome. People don't even really like his person playing Lucky anyway, so he probably won't even take it.
I'm curious as to why they're...
Well, he cried every 5 seconds, so,
he
doesn't even act like an adult.
I know.
I mean, he's got tears in his eyes every... And he can't seem to keep his mouth shut because flapping his gums to Maxie today. I was like, it's none of her business. Why are you telling her this?
What, why all of a sudden is he in scene with Maxie now?
Right.
I don't understand.
That car accident was really dumb and pointless.
It was lame.
It wasn't lame. This whole show is been lame. The writing is so weak on this show. They're lazy.
And I really did not like Max's hairdo. I'm like, okay, they should never give her that hairdo again. Ever.
And the thing about
I love Max,
to guide him to be a good father. He shouldn't need somebody to guide him to be a good father. He should have been a good father when he had Spencer. Why does Liz have to guide him to be a father?
Right, why he bringing Jason in the whole scenario? They were all talking about how Jason should just, you know, keep Jake safe and it's for the best and all this other kind of crap.
But wait.
Jake's no safer.
Maybe
anywhere near Helena and Capstan is beyond me anyway.
Thank you, and you know what the other thing is? Okay, it wasn't Jason or Elizabeth's fault with the Russian kidnapping. It was Sam and Lucky.
Yeah.
And no
what?
Lucky. It was Sam and Lucky. They're the ones that brought the Russians in the first place.
She should have put her foot down when Jason wanted her to go to a safe house. She should have said, no, I'm going to trust Jason and go to the safe house. None of this
exactly.
They dogged her to go to the stupid cabin with no phone. No protection.
No, and you know what? That's another. Yeah, I know. Heather, you may have really good point this now. Why didn't Elena get into Sadie book so easy? That's why I know.
It's because she's part of the board. She donated a lot of money,
yeah,
so she thinks that she's.
Oh, God, that's.
Yep.
She's going to probably gaslight Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have a dream about gaslight. Okay.
Just kind of.
Did you see media pics with Helena in Liz's room watching?
No.
No.
There is media pic out for the 1st of March that has Helena in Liz's room. She's looking out the window and Liz is sleeping on the bed.
Why in the name of? I'm sorry. I mean. I'm sorry, Lucky Paul pulling the gun on Elena, and I'm thinking, oh, Lucky, like, that's going to do anything.
Right, you're so tough.
You know, I'm like, okay,
you pull the gun out. Are you going
to
pull the trigger, though?
Dead for long. Even if he did, even
that
if he were to pull that trigger,
he
should
be right.
Vanilla, she'll kill her. Yeah, we'll too.
Right, if you want to walk in with a gun all macho, you might as well just shoot her. I mean, don't walk in there acting like you're going to do something. I mean, he kind of got the right. I mean, he a cop. He could lie. I mean, do something. I mean.
Yeah, she was coming after Elizabeth and
Elizabeth,
I,
yeah. And
oh,
that's
something,
a
something, you know, that's actually, you know, but when I saw the gun and Lucky, all I could do was start laughing. You know, I'm like, okay, Lucky's going to be the one that is probably going to go down for the count, not Elena.
Does anybody know where they're going with the storyline at all? I mean, didn't they scrap the Valentine storyline? And I mean, I haven't been reading any spoilers lately. So I mean, what are they supposed to do? I mean, is she going to be in Shady Brook until she's got to have the baby or what?
Well, I heard the end of March.
Oh, until the end of March, she's going to be in there?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
I think, Carly, you told me today that they're thinking
about
maybe
killing
the baby off or something. Didn't you tell me there were rumors
I mean, there's this big rumor that Lucky and Nick will start fighting, and Elizabeth gets in the way. And she will go down like a flight of stairs, and Lucky will blame Nicholas.
Oh, okay. And that will lead to her maternity leave in real life or something, probably.
But they already did that storyline years ago with Rick.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Yeah, they did. I remember that.
What's her butt?
It was Wonder Butt.
Faith Roscoe is the one she fell down the stairs and lost the baby the last time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, she lost a baby. That was a Rick's baby that she lost,
Yep.
Okay. You know, to be honest, there's so many storylines that sometimes overlap each other, and they're almost the same, that you do get confused.
I know that Carly, wasn't Carly when Sarah Braun played her, she lost the baby due to AJ, right? She fell down the stairs.
Yeah,
right?
She fell down the corner. Yeah.
Jason and AJ were fighting, and she fell down the stairs as they were fighting.
Yeah, and Jason.
That storyline for Liz.
Over the balcony.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was in, like, 97 or 98, right?
I think so.
Pretty close.
I don't know. Was it? I don't remember. I lost track of good days of General Hospital.
I mean, you know, I mean, I was watching it, like, at 1:30 in the morning, and I just felt all the scenes with, everyone, a lot of these characters are totally out of basis.
Even Jason today said to Dante, I usually know when people are lying or and everything, and then and he said something like, he said something like that, and I was thinking, well, yeah, you're being written out of character, of course. A long time ago, you wouldn't have trusted anybody like Dante, you know?
No!
All these little things that the characters are saying, they're like little anvils to people.
Yeah,
like,
and, Heather and I have formed a club, by the way.
What kind of a club?
Well, we don't like Jax. And both of us...
I like Jax. I've always liked Jax when he was with Brenda, and I'm kind of on the fence with Jax. I mean...
I just started hating him recently. Like, I used to like him, when he told Olivia that Claudia shooting or getting Michael shot was his secret and not hers, that's when he pissed me off, and I was like, I hate you.
Yeah. Ever since he started, like, acting all keeping secrets kind of in a way, I just really never loved him.
I
love Carrie.
I guess you're twisting my arm into not liking Jax right now.
Good.
He's making my Michael hate him too, so.
You know,
Michael and Dante will ever get along?
No.
I hope they do, but I doubt it because they both,
they're going to be jealous of Dante. I think Michael will later
then
on.
They'll try to compensate.
Yeah, and
it'll make Michael jealous.
Yeah.
Whenever Sunny and Dante get close.
Huh?
Whenever Sunny and Dante start getting close, that's when it's really going to hit the fan with Michael.
I know.
Because Michael will be threatened because he'll think Dante will take over the business.
And
they would ever do that though, because he's too blue cop.
No.
So
yeah, I cannot wait for the middle of March because that's when they Sam is supposed to be breaking up.
They're gonna have their show, their event in July, right? Is it June or July?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me that the tickets are like $100?
Yes.
Listen to. Bam, flap her arms and act all.
Well, Bridget, I looked up how much Jason and Liz event was in Las Vegas, right? And it was like $65.
It was worth it.
And I feel sorry for Jason and Sam fans who have to spend $100 just to make up for the loss that they're going to have when hardly anybody buys the ticket.
Right.
That's probably why they charge so much money, because they ain't going to have a big... They're probably not going to have a lot of people showing up for that event.
They probably don't want them to show up as much.
I think Carly, you're the one that told me they're going to phase Sam out. They're trying to phase her out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could kind of
see that.
And
no one
likes
booking with her.
Because she hasn't really been in any scenes lately.
Today was a great day without Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Every day without Sam is good.
I know. she's been sucking the life out of that show ever since she started, in my opinion.
Oh.
You know what? She came in and she was a slut. And hopefully she leaves town dead.
She's still a slut.
Bye.
She's supposed to go look for her father soon.
Heather, I think that it got scrapped.
Huh?
That storyline of about the dad got scrapped.
No, I read it on Spoilers for next week.
Oh, really? That she's going to try to find her father?
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that her father's supposed to be Rainer. Detective Rainer.
What?
And yeah.
Yeah, and Alexis? Ew. I sent Lisa and Ronnie a video of him from his days on All My Children.
Who's that?
Wait, who's that?
It was on All My Children, huh? I forgot.
Yeah, he was Greenleaf's fake father before they found out that Jax was really her father.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He was Greenleaf's father for a while, huh?
Yeah. Slept with Simone, and then Greenleaf hated him, and then he died.
Was on there at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't his wife on a soap opera now?
She's on As the World Turns. But that show's going to be. That's where they met. They met on As the World Turns, I think.
Okay. Heather said they're the soap opera invent. Andy Yoke to me, your favorite gay soap stars. Guess it from One Life Philip. But the tickets are $350.
Yeah, I wanted to go because my friend told me about it, and I went to go look, and they were $350. I was like, okay, I'm a college student. I don't have a job. I was like, I cannot go to this, and I was so mad because I really wanted to go.
Why do they have to be so much money, especially in the county?
I don't know. The only gay soap star that's even there is from a soap I watch is Fish. So I was like, that's too much money just to see one person.
Do you
person.
Like Fish? I like them. I like them.
I like too. Me too. That's like they are so cute together.
I also, on As the World Turns, there's, what's her name? Lily's son. I forgot Lily's son's name is. I can't even think right now. I'm so sorry. A long time ago, and even in daytime or prime time, they would not even tackle a homosexual relationship. So I remember when Ellen had her show when there was a sitcom. I think it was called Ellen, and you know, in the beginning of the show, you know, they didn't say if she was a lesbian or not on the show. But then when she came out on the show, that show. Didn't do any. That show got kicked off on the got kicked out. You know from
that
the
show totally tanked after
it. Tanked. You know, yeah. After that, and then you know, Will and Grace, I think, is the show that kind of brought you know these storylines on. You know, now that people are starting to like those storylines and everything, so which I thought I don't know. I thought that was kind of you know back in the day when Ellen came on, and a few years later they brought Will and Grace, and it's just funny how that worked out.
Hello, you here? Hello, got disconnected, I guess. So if she calls back in. So, yeah. You guys, who has been watching One Life to Live here? Everyone? Not everyone.
Well, I have.
Okay. So everyone's saying that how can Jessica and Natalie be twins when they don't even look alike?
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Different fathers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they are never going to, you know, say it. Because I saw down the...
You could be twins and not look at fraternal twins, you know?
Yeah, they do that, though. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, because of the fact that now, Jessica sort of remember Natalie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, but she doesn't remember Brody. And that's why I don't get how can she not remember Brody?
Maybe she's remembering stuff that were, maybe because Brody's too recent, maybe she's remembering, like, kind of years ago or something.
Whatever.
I don't know what the whole storyline with her is now. Is she supposed to, like, go back to, like, high school or something? And wasn't there a spoiler out there?
She's supposed to be going back with Christian and stuff like that. She's gonna be she's gonna kiss Christian and all stuff like that. Cause she don't know that she's really in love with Brody. She thinks she's back when
really?
She's with Christian. Yeah.
I like
that stuff. I love Christian.
Christian and Layla, but I liked him with
he's still on. He's just not on a lot.
Okay. because, you know, we haven't seen him on a lot, so I didn't know if he was off contract or...
I don't know what's going on with these shows anymore. I haven't been going on any boards lately, so I don't know what the heck's going on.
You know what? And you guys for Cherry, that's a huge thing. You guys are on your CMI. Yeah.
Well, it's because I was away this weekend visiting a friend, so I really didn't have access to computers, so that was one of the reasons. But I'm usually on the message boards, like, all the time.
Yeah, but if she got her nice little laptop back,
yeah,
life would be good.
Yeah, I have my laptop back, which I'm getting kind of pissed off with. So getting.
Did you get to this guy, like, said this guy's like almost
like
a month.
Almost a month ago or something,
yeah.
And he's supposed to, it was supposed to, like, a week job. It's been a lot longer than that. Well, I'll call
him. Oh, Blizzard, I got caught up on YNL. I mean, not today, but I got caught up with the last week. And, you know, there's no way in hell Adam can get out of this, and I don't want him to get out of it. I just want someone to, call him out. I mean,
do they know that Faith is Sharon and Nick's baby?
No.
Do they know yet?
No, they don't know, right?
I'm worried about that because I'm a big Phyllis and Nicholas fan, and I'm worried that that's just going to blow. It's just going to
happen
in the relationship.
I think it is because if Phyllis keeps the secret of the baby being theirs, that will.
Does she know? Does Phyllis know that
right
the baby's
there.
Nicholas's?
No, but.
No, not yet.
Here, she's going to find out.
Yeah.
Oh.
She caught on Adam's trail.
Just when they got remarried and then you went through that whole thing with Summer and everything. Man.
You know, and what was I going to say? It's very, very sad that they are doing this way. And, but the thing is that really when they buried the baby or whatever, they really buried Ashley's baby.
Yeah.
And Ashley doesn't know it yet either.
That's gonna make her so sad. I feel so bad for Ashley.
So
I like the Neil and Ashley pairing. I'm finding it very interesting.
So how's the guy? Who's the new guy that plays Neil? Is he doing good so far or what?
Yeah,
honey,
I would have if I'm watching it right now or if I was watching, I'd probably miss Shamar more.
Okay.
Oh, not Neil. I'm sorry. That's. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. Is that
Neil's brother?
Neil's brother.
Malcolm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Malcolm.
Malcolm.
I mean, he's okay. I don't have any complaints about.
Yeah, me either. I mean,
I mean, no matter what you're gonna do in this world, everyone's gonna compare you to someone else.
No matter what this guy does.
People are going to always compare Jamal Moe to this new guy. And
is it the new guy? Didn't he play on a sitcom a long time ago?
Yeah, he played on Family Matters.
Yeah, I remember that. He was the brother. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny.
I love that show.
Did you guys read a spoiler saying that Adam from AMC is going to make a call to Edward?
Really?
I never heard.
I read it today on one of the spoiler gabs.
Really?
Edward is going to get a call from Pine Valley.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And Adam has
another
kid. Did you see that today? He has another illegitimate child.
Oh,
what?
My God.
He has he has Tad looking for him or her.
I'm sorry, I'm so confused. Wait, so Adam has Chad looking for who?
His
illegitimate kid.
Oh, kid.
And
is
Chad's
it
looking
kid?
For him. Or her.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Adam is another
between
child.
Between him and Sonny, they could have a church load of kids.
Yes.
You can't keep his pants up either.
Okay, I was going to say something really bad, but I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something.
Just like Sonny, it seems like on every soap, there's somebody like that. You got Adam has a bunch of kids, and you got Sonny's got a bunch of kids.
Yay!
Victor and Victor.
Yeah, Victor on Days of Her Life has got a bunch of kids. Is that
right?
Yeah,
and also Victor on Young and the Restless, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
too. Because it's like, man, you can't have this, you can't have a character on the show without having them a bunch of kids.
Because Victor on YNL has Nicholas, Victoria, Ashley, and Adam. I did no more long lost kids, right?
Abby.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
Abby
too.
And
Adam. Yeah.
You know, I can't believe Adam. Oh my gosh, has another one. Oh my gosh.
So Adam, he's got Haley, he's got Adam Jr., JR, he's got, who else has he got?
Colby.
Who else? Colby, Haley, Sky's not technically his daughter, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is why I'm confused. We have another call, you guys.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Okay, they did not like my voice. They hung up.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I wonder how they are going to write Adam off, because...
Me too, I can't really see it happening, but...
But because David Canary is leaving.
Yeah, I know it's so.
I'm sad over that. I mean,
I think this whole move to California has kind of just ruined the canvas now. I mean, you're not going to have... Didn't you say Zach and Kendall are coming in for a few scenes next month?
Yeah.
I miss Kendall. I mean, like, they need to hurry up. They've been out for a long time.
The show's going to be the same anymore. Has the California scenes kind of, well, not scenes, but are they already airing the ones from filming?
Yeah, it does. And I don't know if anyone else agrees, but, you know, some of the Pine Valley houses don't look the same.
Adam's house doesn't look the same now. I've noticed that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so am I? I'm not wrong on that. Okay.
No, you're not wrong. I guess because of the new studio, they couldn't quite replicate that. You know.
Of course, Erica gets a new place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David stuff in there.
But remember,
oh, that's right. I know.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But remember,
some candy bars and nuts and seeds.
But remember, Erica's house caught on fire years ago, and she never got another one. She was living in a hotel, wasn't she?
I don't remember.
Okay. And I guess they are not gonna. My Palmer death until the springtime. They are waiting that long. I mean, I guess they wanted...
That's what I'm hoping they do on Days of Our Lives, that they write Alice Horton a decent memorial.
They did a thing at the end of Friday's show for her.
Yeah, they did. I saw that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I hope they do something actually memorable.
Yeah.
Since it first started, I mean, come on, they got it. Do something, because she was the part of that show.
Yeah,
you know,
because
she was
when...
Grandma. She was the rock of every character on that show, actually.
Because when Grandpa Tom died years ago, they did a big thing. I mean, they had people coming in for that, so I'm going to be pissed off if they mess up this thing, because she was there from day one. And the only time that you never saw her was from, 2007 or 2008 was the last time she was on.
Was it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, wasn't it for New Year's or a wedding or something?
I thought it was either for New Year's or the 4th of July. By the way, you guys decided that I wanted to give this out. I have a new person I really hate on Days of Our Life. I want EJ to, get caught so bad on Days of Our Life for what he did. I mean, even though I don't like the name Sammy or Sam, I don't think what he's doing as Sammy is right. I mean, thinking her daughter is dead and he knows
all along Messy Night, and he's not saying anything. Oh my God, he is Stefano's son.
For sure. Yes. Yeah, for sure he is.
But Rafe's going to catch you in something.
Good.
I love Rafe. I think he's
And Nicole's on her way back with her mom. Her mom's coming on for like a couple of weeks, you know, episodes too. And so I'm wondering, okay, what? Are you going to mess with Abe and Lexi Mears now?
I know, huh? It's like, it's funny. You start liking a couple. Like, I started liking Nicole and EJ. That's kind of why, one of the reasons why I kind of tuned back into, because I liked Nicole and EJ. I watched them on YouTube, you know, that's where I kind of fell in love with them. And then, you know, I watched, well, one of the reasons was Bone Hope, too. And then I started getting invested in Nicole and EJ. And then all of a sudden, they have to screw with that couple. It's like, if I can't have Liz and Jason, I at least want one couple that's together. Even Bo and Hope are not together right now, which I'm really pissed off about. And you're talking about a super couple that's
you guys,
for 20-something years. Huh?
Okay, I was wrong. I discovered new credits for General Hospital opening.
You did?
And
they're on
today? Well, no, because Buzz Lily Radio had a link, so I opened his link.
Did you just play? How is it?
It's new. It's kind of, but okay, you have Luke walking away on the end of it, but you don't have all the guys like, you know, like how the guys were, like,
together, you know how in the beginning they had the characters, and you know if Sam and Jason were together, like on there, and is it kind of like that now, or hopefully?
No, okay. First it goes Sunny, and then Carly, and then Jason,
yeah,
and then the slut.
Oh.
Sorry, you guys.
Really?
So,
oh my
okay.
God.
Okay, and then you have.
What?
Are you mad at me that I said something wrong?
No.
I think it should be the families. I think it should be the Quartermains, the Webbers.
Right.
Yeah, that is, why do they have to put them together as couples?
Okay.
Harvey and Sunny are not even together, so why are they putting them together on the
credit?
Right. Not together. They
That's
are
stupid.
Alone. You guys, listen. They are alone in every shot. They have their names, and they're first and last name, and...
Or maybe they're just putting it by the people that have heavier storylines or something, maybe.
Well, you know what? Okay, I'm replaying again for you guys because I'm kind of obsessed with this now. They have Sunny, Carly, and Jason all looking over, and Sled looking over some model, and then they have Zach and Alexis looking... over at, you know, I mean, in the background of something. And then you have Nicholas Elizabeth Lucky looking at, in the background of, of, like, the hospital. And then you have Edward and Tracy, and then you have Anthony and Gary, that is Luke, so whatever. So
well,
you
that's
guys,
a whole cast. What about Dante and Lulu and?
Yeah, Dante and Lulu and Spinelli and Maxie and let's see. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Now
Olivia.
Hold on. That makes me okay. Sunny. It goes Sunny, Carly, Jason, Slut. Sorry. Ingo, Nancy, Christina, Michael, Nicholas, Rebecca, Lucky, Lulu, Dante, Dominic, Johnny, Olivia, Maxie, and Spinelli. Then it goes Monica, Mac, Robin, Patrick, Magnus, that nice black. I can never say her name right. Okay. And then, but you have Anthony, Gary walking, over at the, you know, end of the show, like walking away. So
oh,
you don't have. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they needed to change that part of it because you had characters on there that left a long, long time ago.
Mhm.
I mean, and why does it have to be all men? Why couldn't they have put women in there too?
Right.
You know?
That's why I never, you know.
Texas right there, you know. That was,
or
I thought.
At least interchange them. One day do the men, next day do the women.
When I first saw that, that's what I thought they were going to do. They were going to have women the next day or, you know, and they should have done that. It's just another thing that they're stupid.
Both of you, Bridget and Talia, you guys are on my Twitter page. So just go look at my Twitter name and, like, a couple of rows down, you will see, like, what Brandon Buzz says, and General Hospital Spoiler Person has the new opening, too. So that's where I got it. I got it on Twitter. So, you know, it's funny because it took them, you know, a lot of years to do it. Even AMC and One Life, AMC always redoes their opening. I mean, not to say that, but they take characters that are not on the show anymore off and, you know. Everything. Oh, and another thing before I forget, because, you know, it's Monday and my brain is loopy. I want to talk to... Yes,
what is it, your brain loopy? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I gave you such a clear opening into that. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I am still upset about this whole soap opera shows.
I was just going to mention that. I was going to ask you when you were going to mention that.
Well, I am mentioning it right now. Because this is stupid. This is really stupid what they are doing. You know, for not even putting Jason and Liz together, we cannot even vote for them because, oh my God, we have won all the SmackDown. I am sorry. That is so much shitty. Stupid antics, politics for that stupid Ryan.
Well, what do you get? You know, what do you expect? He's just who he is, I guess, huh?
That's not the first.
You know, I mean, just because we are winning all the SmackDowns, you know, doesn't make us sus about poop. People, we are just smarter than the Zaytsam fans.
Hey, you gonna play that song that you have it cued to to the right words on this song?
Oh yeah, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Because you didn't play it in the beginning of the song of the show.
I thought I did.
I didn't hear it. I don't know.
There was music. I just didn't pay attention.
It's not from the. You should have played it from the very beginning. You should have had it cued already to like the. Oh, there you go. I was listening to it one day and I was watching the video and I thought that sounds good for us because we ain't taking it anymore.
That really is a good song. I like that.
Isn't it? And so I told her, why don't you find that song and play it on the show Monday or whenever, you know? And so I just thought it was like a really cool song for us.
That was.
Yeah. That could be our theme song, huh?
I know.
You know, I'm just, you know, it's like, I remember when it used to actually take me the whole 5 hours to catch up with all these soaps. I mean, like, you know, when you wasn't fast-forwarding every stupid, annoying thing that they are doing to us.
I could get through soaps now in like 10 minutes, it seems like. So I just fast forward through most of it, and that's it.
I do too. I'll just get to the couple that I want to see,
and even the couples that I want to see right now are not. Nothing's happening with them really, so I just like forget it all. I'm not missing anything.
It's so stupid. It's so boring. I mean, you could just sit there, and it's just like so
even
boring.
Days of Our Lives to me is kind of like not happening for me. It's like, I mean, yeah, Vivian has been found out that she was trying to kill Melanie, and you know, Melanie was shot by her mother, and then I don't know. It's just like I just don't. To me, it's kind of boring. It's not the way. I don't know how it used to be either.
Yeah, Joey, I am sending you the dental hospital opening credits through the Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have Twitter.
Yeah, and because the other two can see us through Twitter, so, yeah.
Message boards, when you go on to, like, Road to Nowhere, now nobody's chatting in the chat room anymore because they're on Twitter now. I noticed that.
Yeah, I go in there a lot, and they're like, it's not really as a lot of fun anymore.
I remember chatting in one of the chat rooms, Road to Nowhere, a while ago, and it was actually kind of fun, but then after, I did it a couple times, but then I stopped doing it for like months and months and months, but nobody's in there anymore, so.
I know, they
yeah,
all
they have a lot
disappear.
Of,
I know.
Yeah, they have but some of them just, like, they'll get on and get off, and, you know, they'll just write their little comment, and you'll get off and stay off for a long time. And then most of them have, like these imaginations of what they want to happen for Jason. It was like, today I went on there, and they were talking about how it would be funny, or not be funny, but, like, how it would be, how they want it to happen if Jason was really in, like, sleep or something like that, in a coma or something in Mexico, and he just woke up to all of this and just finding out about Elizabeth and all those kind of stuff. And I'm looking like, if that did happen, that would be super weird.
That would be something they've never done in daytime, and I remember
they've done it on, you know, Dallas.
But
that was so long ago.
It was a dream.
How long?
I didn't watch it really when back then.
That was late 80s when they did
but
that.
But how far was it? Like a year? Was it like a year that?
Yeah,
there
was a full season because Patrick Duffy wasn't gonna, you know, re-sign. So that's why they did what they did.
They could do that. I mean, that would be something that they never did on daytime, so I could see it kind of happening if they really wanted to choose to write like that. If they did it really creatively, I think they could pull it off.
How stupid they are right now. I just don't even.
It would make a lot more sense than what's happening right now, though, you know?
Right, it would. Like, that would be, I would love that for that to happen, but you know how stupid they're writing right now, you know, I don't
know.
I know,
it's like, what's... But I kind of like how Jason is being pulled into the Nicholas and Steve Burton.
I hope they're not just playing around.
The surprise scene with Jason, in, even though she was dreaming about it, Liz, I wasn't expecting that at all. And that was kind of
a
surprise scene to see that. And it's like giving me, it's like they're giving a little anvil of maybe what's to come, maybe, that he's getting slowly into their storyline, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because you have Jay Sam, you know, with I'm sure you guys have heard, Jay Sam is supposed to wake up Min Mouse. You guys all heard about that, right?
I've heard about it, but I don't want to get my hopes up until I actually see it.
I know.
I have a feeling that maybe, but I want to see it first before I really...
You know what? I am, the day they break up, I think I'm going to be really, really, really happy because this couple should not even be together to start with.
They're not even a couple. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you know what? What's unfair is that... I think that's the only couple that I know of that on a soap opera that they were given a second chance when they didn't deserve one. You look at what she's done. I mean, you know,
this is their fourth chance.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is it a fourth cat? Really?
Well, third or fourth, because remember...
Yeah, it is like the third or fourth.
Oh, okay. See,
and
I mean, what...
She slept with Rick.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
So this is their fourth chick.
And you know what, that in itself, I'm sorry, you guys, this is my opinion, and, you know, you can, guys, tell me and be quiet, but... After she slept with his mortal enemy or his rival or whatever, Rick and Zizimo, that's why I did not get why take her back, especially after that.
Didn't you say that he had a scene with Spinelli, because when after Maxie slept with Franco and Jason said, well, you could forgive her the first time, but if she does it again... Didn't you tell me that?
Was that scene like that.
You said there was a scene like that. I'm thinking,
yeah.
When you're talking, I'm like thinking, look who's talking. You've forgiven something that's very unforgivable. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You know, okay.
Heck, you can't even forgive Carly for sleeping with Sam. How is he going to forgive Sam?
I know.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Damn, oh, my God. You know what? I totally forgive.
Yes.
Right in front of his face, and he didn't go back to her. So what makes her so special that he has to go back for four times?
Oh, God.
That's ridiculous. Is Lucky and Elizabeth going their 20 millionth time? It's
I know.
Enough already.
And Lucky, I think he said that he's only with her. He doesn't want to make her more fragile because she's already fragile.
I'm sorry. This is the discussion we were having the other night that... Okay, she was raped over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, he caused it. He is the one, I mean, I don't know if everyone's going to be agreeing with me on this, but he was the one that sort of caused it. And they had, you know, they were, you know, high school boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever they were. And Della always lasts this long, and Elizabeth needs Lucky. No, this is all BS. No one needs that damn...
Yeah, and if she went through something no woman should have to go through, and she came out really strong after that. She, you know, yeah, Lucky helped her, but she went through something horrible, and they're making her weak for an affair for that she's having.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, there's no comparison. I mean, you know, I mean, she should be, I don't get it. They're making her weak through this, and they're having her being raped. She was such a strong person after that, and she's been a strong person ever since until now.
Right, and then they just want to automatically just bring it in the storyline.
They want us just to give up. They want us to...
Yeah, but we don't know why.
I mean, they just losing ratings. I mean, like, why do y'all want us to give up like that? We're trying to help y'all. If y'all don't want to give us what we want, we're not giving y'all what y'all want.
Yeah. Even the ratings proved it. Look at, on Wednesday of last week, they got a 1.5 because I think people were getting smart because they were getting 30-second scenes. But the next day, it got a 2.2, I think. Their scenes continued on until the next day, you know, and so that's probably where the ratings went up because of the fact that they were on. Yeah, they had to. So, because I was reading on the message boards that people, you know, we're smart. We're not going to fall for that. You're going to give us a 30-second scene because they did that. We did that the last time with the carnival, and what did we get out of it? Nothing.
Nothing.
So. They think they could turn
it. I didn't even watch it live because I knew they weren't going to do anything dramatic.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be
30 seconds. I shouldn't have either. I should have not.
And then we were going to be slammed again.
Yeah.
But I thought something like when that carnival thing happened, I kind of thought a little something was going, because, I mean, it was like a time where nothing they had to do with Jason. I thought they was on, like, a leash of realize something. But, you know, always it was Elizabeth crying on his shoulder and this bye-bye again back to their reality.
And the way they made Jason walk for like what seems like a day or something, the way he was walking, you know, after Jake got taken to the hospital, and he had that long walk, and the music in the background, he looked like he was crying. He was just gonna like totally cry. He was so emotional. What was with that long scene there for that? I don't get it. I thought it was gonna turn into something more at the hospital or something, but no, it didn't.
You know the opening credits? Guess who they left out?
Who do they leave out?
Man, Jason Cook.
Oh, they did. Well, that's because
well,
I don't
he's
think
hardly
he's
on anyway.
Okay. And you know what? They put Michael and Christina in, but they didn't put Morgan and Molly in.
Because they're probably not on contract either.
Because they're kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so usually people that are on there like that, they're contract
episode.
Players. Like Epiphany, the lady that plays Epiphany, I read somewhere that they put her on contract, so that's why she's on there now.
Oh, okay. Of course,
Ryan. Is Scott Reeves on there yet? Was he
what?
On there?
Who?
Scott Reeves?
No.
His name.
No.
He's put on contract,
oh.
too. Well, maybe they'll put him on later.
But no, I went on Twitter for a minute. Oh, Ryan loves the opening so much, and I just want to
oh, gosh.
You know, I'm sorry for that poll. Getting back to the poll for a minute. When you have non-couples who get to pick their, like, Patrick and Lisa, and, you know, and, all of that, that's BS when you cannot let Elizabeth and Jason be a couple, and vote for them. I think it's so wrong. So yeah, I think everyone should boycott it. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, I never even heard of that website until it was mentioned on his show, you know, or somewhere. And
mm-hmm.
I won't go on it anyway. So it's impartial. It's an impartial polling thing.
Website.
You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean
but,
you know,
if you're gonna put Patrick and Lisa on there as a couple when they're not even a couple or intended to be a couple, I don't get that whole thing. You know.
I agree. I mean, back to Ryan. All before I forget to, did you think it was weird? I mean, not weird, but like Victor had no right in Ashley's love life. I mean. He was like...
I know. Sorry, but... Yeah.
I know, coming in, walking in, and asking what's going on between her
yeah.
and her. I just said, it's none of your damn business. Get that
right,
out.
What's going on? I mean, what's going on with you? I mean...
Get the stepping out the door.
Right.
I mean...
He went back to his old love, so why does he have to dictate who she's hanging out
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was like... you know, I thought it was like
Victor
way
likes
moment.
His cake and he likes to eat, you know, he likes everything. He wants everybody under his thumb.
Yeah, and like I actually kind of like the Victor, but now he's just getting too controlled. He like wants everything to be his. Like, you can't do that.
When I was watching that, I'm like, oh, my God, did you have to be in everyone's business, Victor? I mean, you and Ashley broke up. You should not even, you know, have a say. I mean, that this, you know, they should this, you know, left you alone and let, you know, Ashley have this relationship. I mean, and, okay, the thing I don't get is she doesn't want the ranch anymore. And I'm thinking... Oh my God, where is she gonna live if she doesn't have the rants? I mean, it's like, you know, I mean.
You know what show I don't like right now either is Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh yeah, okay. Are you guys watching that one? Bridget and Talia, are you watching B&B?
I never watched Bold. I did.
Me either.
Oh really?
That, but I. It's not really my, I don't know. I just
yeah.
Don't, of course, I work, so I never get to see it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I think that because on Bold and Beautiful, little Steffi is turning into Stephanie on Bold and Beautiful. You could see it right away with what she's done with getting back that company. You know, she totally manipulated Bill into signing it.
Yes.
You know. And now she's trying to get the Logans out of there, which she has done, you know, and I just don't like her character. She's totally
you know, she's ended up just like her grandmother. She's a splitting image of her grandmother.
Yeah, I know. She's the next generation of the Logan and the what do you call it, Forrester rivalry, I guess.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. It's like, you know, oh, by the way, people, I just got in trouble on Twitter, by the way. You want to know what I said? Does everyone want to know what?
What's new, Carly? What's new with that?
Okay, all I said because all people are saying what a great opening. And so I just said, well, the opening would have, you know, been better if Kelly Monica wasn't even in it.
Oh. That's nice. That's nice, Carly. That's nice.
Great way to stir them up.
I know. Well, it's true. Didn't they not put her in something?
Yeah. What are they yelling about you?
Even Heather, you know, who was the song with us, go, hey, she's on contract. And I'm like, so? Thank you.
Right, kick her off contract.
Did her bags under her eyes take over the whole picture?
Oh, I know, huh? That was so funny.
I mean,
that
did they pick
so
her, pick her flaps off the floor? I mean, you know, I'm just calling it as I see it, you know?
Oh my God, that's so funny. And you know the funny thing is
did she wear a bra when she was showing? I mean, did she even wear a bra when she was showing off her, you know?
Oh my God!
You gotta wear clothes when you're doing this. You can't.
I know.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Oh man.
That's gonna bite her in the ass forever.
Yeah, but you
know,
maybe
the TNA show is gonna bite her in the butt. No wonder nobody wants her in any shows.
She hasn't done anything really big on Dancing with the Stars, huh?
Oh my God! Okay. Guess what Heather said, you guys. Well, that's how you feel, but other people feel differently. And everyone who deserves to be in the opening. Okay, Heather, kiss Wayne last a little more. I just think of you. You know what? See, not the heart and the soul of ZH. So in my opinion, she doesn't have to always be in there. And I'm glad that she's getting 2 minutes and 1 second. I would be really, really happy about it. Because, I mean, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, everyone is just saying it, you know, about that, so. Okay, what is your favorite soaps, you guys, by now? Is any soap making anyone happy?
No, I don't think
so. No, they're all stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, Days of Our Life, yeah, you may be at a number of, like, 3 ratings or whatever, or 2 or whatever, but you're not doing it for some people. I mean, we don't want to see how Bowen Hope can break up for the 50th
like,
time.
I could just drop there, just like,
You know, I mean,
around,
so yeah.
Like,
no, Jason Cook is on the credits.
He'll be there, or like.
Really?
Yeah, he is after, he's
why?
After Epiphany.
Okay, maybe it went so fast, but it, I mean, it does go fast, so it's like boom, boom, boom. Well, that's good, but did they leave anyone out of their babes? I mean, I think they should have had Scott Weaves in there. Because he's on contract now.
Me and Carly and Jace, Jason looked good in this one.
Well, yeah,
I don't like how he looks now.
That might.
Oh my God! Okay, hear this, you guys. I'm Heather, but
okay.
I'm gonna wait until
bye.
He comes back.
Okay.
Heather goes. I will keep that to yourself. You are going to piss a ton of people off by saying that.
I'm sorry. I kind of had to take a pause from the phone call. But what happened? What's going on?
Well, you know what I said. It would be. I think the ZH opening would be so much of that if Kelly Monaco was not on the opening. That would be great. Sam needs to go. And Heather goes, I will keep that to yourself. You're going to piss a ton of people off by saying that.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, come
you
on,
got
sing
the new
that.
Promo up for GH2.
What is the new promo?
The new promo is Dante and Sonny are talking, and I think Dante figures out it's Michael who did it, not Sonny.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right. I think I've seen that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
Yep. There is
I
a
wonder
trial.
What he's going to do with that information. I wonder what he's going to do with that, though.
I
mean, I
think he might end up
yeah,
party protecting Michael and just letting
yeah.
it go, Sonny go down.
Does Sonny really get to see
I
that Sonny is not so bad if he's going
to... Just confess and let the cards fall where they may. He's not going to
yeah.
get... They're not going to put him away if it's self-defense.
I know. Yeah,
yeah that's
I mean,
why
they,
I think they should have just
totally
did it in the
ruined
beginning.
That whole storyline.
I
they
know.
Yes, they made that like
Jackson,
that's time I really.
Honest, they should have done it.
Yeah.
And then go with the consequences. You know,
yeah, like I didn't really like how they tried to cover everything up. They should have just let everything play out.
You know, because I mean, because with the with the you know when Claudia was murdered, Robo. You know, Michael, it was so self-defense at his best. It wasn't self-defense killing. It wasn't like Michael whacked the person off. No, he was trying
right.
to protect Holly. That is a self-defense thing, I would think.
Right, why would he just say, oh, okay, bye, Claudia, with my baby sister. Have a nice day. Why would he just let her walk out like that?
That's
I mean, of course he's going to... of course he's going to do something.
We're smarter than the writers right now. We're
I know, we should write the show.
And, you know, and that's the thing with the writing is so
yeah.
sloppy. It's so...
It's like they
it's
just...
It's like they're
let,
not even trying to write
trying, it. Yeah. It's like they're like, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Okay.
Yeah, it's like we're going to... It's like laughable now. It's like a comedy, you know?
They don't even think. It's so funny to watch, like, you guys are making a fool of yourself and you don't even know it.
Yes. And they're wondering, and you know, and they're probably thinking, why are the ratings going down? Duh.
They're probably like, we probably have to write more, and then they write more, and it's going down even more. And they
look,
think
they got a 1.5 for Wednesday. Now, what does that say to them? That they need to get their act together and write better stories. And if they, this Liz storyline, it could be written well. You
yep.
have Jason in the mix, and they could have really, really good stories for them. Maybe Jason coming in to save her from Helena or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, but they better tread very carefully
on
therapy.
This. I mean, instead of as her saying she's going to therapy.
They could have had Jason walk up in there with a gun. He would have actually probably shot her
yes.
instead of Lucky acting like he going
to
do something.
To
right. Lucky act like he really going to do something. That made me mad. I was looking like...
And then Helena talked him down with the gun, you know, about he she was talking bad about Liz, you know.
That couldn't be me walking in there with a gun because I would have shot everybody except for Liz.
And then he's got to get himself in a freaking car accident because he's so emotional of what's going on with Liz. You know, he can't think straight now. And I mean, come on, just get over yourself and you move on. That, you know, Liz, that ship has sailed a long time ago. As soon as you died the first time or the last time or something, you know.
I just don't get where all that. It's just like they threw everything Elizabeth and Jason had out the window. Like they don't even remember what they had. Like they just like I'm looking like y'all said so many things to each other and like it's like none of that even mattered anymore. Like
exactly. I mean, how can you go from saying I, you know, when he was in the hospital when
yes.
Remember when that oh God, when Hazmat had to come over to they had to be had to stay in his penthouse because there was some kind of a virus going around or something.
Oh, yeah, that Claudia thing and
yeah,
everything,
he was with Spinelli, and he went into the hospital, and Liz saw him sitting there, and she went to him, and she was kind of jealous. You saw that, and she was asking
yes.
about Claudia, and he's like, well, you don't have to be jealous. I'm not. There's nobody that I want to be with but you. If I can't
but
get
you,
I don't want to be with anybody. I mean,
three. And now
that.
You're with the slut. Yeah, you really
yeah.
want to be sorry.
I mean, come on.
You know, thing, though, Talia, I've trained you well because I'm sorry, but the way I feel right now is people are going to go off on Liz and call a bitch on some other radio show. It was not a nice mood to call anyone. You know, calling someone a slut may be nicer than a bitch right now. I don't know. I'm just sick of the pickle.
We do it for Sam, but Sam deserves it, though. Liz doesn't really deserve it. You know, Sam was, if you think about it, she wasn't really being written out of character because when she first came on the show, she was a con artist. You know, and getting with Jax, you know, and then going with Sunny, and then going with Jason, and then going with Rick. I mean, that's her character. But this is totally what Liz has been doing. It's totally out of character.
Yes, you know? Both of them, actually, they just, like, it's, like, not like them. It's, like, so weird. It's, like, you're not even watching this one. It's, like, you not even watching. I mean, I don't know what it's not them, though. They written weird. I mean, because, like, when they was getting engaged like that, and Elizabeth was like, when Jason was like, I wanted to ask you plenty of times, but you said no. He said, I asked you two times, but you said no both times. And she's like, because Jason, you don't know how much bad I wanted to say yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking
yeah.
like, okay, so you wanted to say yes both all proposals, but now it's like, lucky, 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 lucky. What happened to the two proposals?
You know what happened was, you know what, them bringing JJ in, and I'm not bashing JJ, but they brought that in with the stupidest move they have made in a long time.
He's just, like I said, he's a crybaby. That's all I could, that's one word I could describe him as, like, crybaby. I mean, I don't know, and I'm not trying to bash him, I actually like him, but I just don't see him as a lucky, and he's a crybaby.
It's Greg Vaughn's character. You never saw him cry like this.
No,
he cries
you know
more than my baby brother, and my baby brother should cry a lot.
Am I supposed to feel sorry for Lucky? Is that why?
Right.
No. Elizabeth is the one that's been put through hell through this guy. I mean,
right.
He slept with, I know we keep saying it all the time, but he slept with her sister, like, a bunch of times, and he nearly, like, he knocked her down twice, you know, while he was doped up on whatever, and then he nearly shot her. I mean, and then when he first came back with Jacob Young's character, he didn't want to have anything to do with her. He was so, with Helena did something to him, and he kind of like, you know, they weren't going anywhere with that. I guess, I don't know what was all that about. What was that about? Was Helena, he totally brainwashed him into thinking that he didn't love Liz anymore or something, or what? I don't remember, but supposedly
I don't remember that either.
When he came back as Jacob Young, and
you know what? To be honest, when Jacob Young was in the role, I hated Lucky. I mean, I just thought
he was a real bastard when Jacob Young played Lucky.
Yeah,
he was not. He wasn't. He was treating Liz like crap.
Yeah.
You know? So now we're supposed to forget everything that Lucky's done in the past 10 years.
Yes,
you know?
And they always say the past is the past. Okay, that's true enough, but you guys bring the past, like, y'all don't even think about, like, what kind of, some of that stuff that happened. Y'all, I can see people as being friends. Like, you know, Jason and Sam being friends, you know, forgiving each other, but just being friends, and, you know, Elizabeth and Lucky just being friends. But when y'all take it a step further, that's just making us mad. I mean, of course we're going to go back to the past.
There's so many other characters on that show that have done 10 times worse things that Liz has done. I mean, I don't even think what Liz has done is bad. I mean, she just slept with a guy, you know? She slept with Nicholas, you know? And they were not, it's not like Lucky and Liz were married or anything.
They were barely together.
So they're barely together. So, I mean, it's not like she did something so terribly wrong like other characters have done, and she's getting treated like the
Well, he basically tried to push her into marrying him again.
Yeah.
Right, he did.
I mean, he's relentless. He won't quit. He just pushes her and pushes her and pushes her till she just felt, where
and she feels bad.
He pushed her so much that
wham,
she ended
bam,
up on the ledge
you,
of the hospital building.
Exactly.
You know?
She's like, you know what, since you're going to keep on begging me, I'll just say yes. She just feels bad for him. I mean, she doesn't really love you. Like, she probably has a friend, but nothing more.
And there is no way that Liz the character that we know of Liz would try to kill herself.
Exactly.
Went through rape. Now, if you could get through a rape, you know, something so horribly.
Mm-hmm.
They
just find it weird for them to be bringing it back now. Like, why now?
What's all of a sudden this rape thing is really affecting her now when. She talked to it with Jason back in 06, after the Manny situation.
Yeah.
She kind of brought it up with Jason, and she's like, well, don't get me wrong, I don't dwell on it anymore.
Right.
You know?
Oh.
And we're supposed to think that
that's all they're doing is dwelling on it.
Huh?
Now that's all they're doing is dwelling on it.
I know.
Like,
she totally was over that. She probably will never, ever.
Issue?
Huh?
After 10 years, now they're gonna show up. This
I know.
Yeah,
like y'all, she had many Valentines, and y'all just bring it up now.
She went at the office, and she saw the picture of the. She saw a flyer of the Valentine's down, and of course that brought memories of a rape. They actually showed the actual, or you know, when Lucky found her and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Now that Jonathan Jackson's back in the role, they're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I knew they were going to go. As soon as I found out he was coming back, I knew they were going to go down that road of a rape. I knew that they were going to do that.
Yeah, they had to bring something with him in.
That's the only thing that brought them together, and that's the only thing that's kind of keeping them together now.
Yeah,
well,
and
that,
you know? Yeah, and, oh, by the way, I got a response from Heather. She goes, okay, but we all get you, Heather. You don't have to go on and on about everything today. Okay, Heather, I don't go on it every single day. This is the first time I ever posted about Kelly Monaco in a post. So I'm sorry.
So people can bash about Liz and Becky Herbst, yet we can't be bashing about Sam and Kelly Monaco.
I mean they are trashing Liz's character.
I mean,
totally forgetting what Sam's character has done since she started.
I said in Kelly Monaco's face, I told her I don't like her character, and her character's trash. I mean, it's not nothing to me. I would say it in front of anybody, Jason fans, a Sam fan, anybody. They could bring it on. And one thing, isn't Heather the one that be on the show sometimes?
What?
Or is it two different Heathers or something?
Oh, yeah, it's the same Heather, yeah. And she goes, if you want people to give Liz respect, you aren't going to get it by giving Sam or Kelly some.
No, they started first. They always talk about Elizabeth, so you know turn it around.
First, I mean, come on. I mean, if they push it too far, they're gonna have to get some kind of reaction out of us. I mean, come on, you can't stay quiet for so long, you know?
Right, they always call her, she whined too much and all stuff like that.
Yeah, and said that they wish that she would have jumped off the ledge or something like that. Remember?
Yeah, I'm looking like...
Where somewhere on Twitter they said... That they wish she should have just jumped off the ledge, Liz, or something. I don't know. Was it you that mentioned it? I remember you saying something like that.
The YouTube videos, all the Jay Sam fans, they're always saying that on their videos. It's like, gosh, guys, grow up. It's a show.
I know. We're upset, but it's not like we're going on Twitter and being nasty and
afraid. They're all so serious about it.
No, but I mean, come on. 10 years.
I mean, all I said is I wish Kelly Monaco
I'm just saying it's not like we're not going every day and saying, you know, Liz needs to die or something. I mean,
like they're trying to make it into a competition. We're just saying what we want. You guys can stay on your side and we'll stay on our side.
We were here first.
Yes.
Listen,
yeah,
we
were
here first, so we have every right to be wanting our couple together, you know?
Yes, and they have no right to be saying why they shouldn't, why should Jason and Sam be together? They don't even deserve to be together.
They don't have anything to compare with, like they do.
Well,
we have so much history to compare to, yet they have what? Some Chinese food and a couch, sitting on a couch or whatever, and they're Sexico, and I don't know. Yeah, that's all that they have, and because they're hot. That's what they say a lot. They're hot.
Yeah, that's why it's called Sexico. It's just sex. It ain't nothing.
Yeah, it's
a
Sexico.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean,
I know.
Jason, there's just so much about Liz and Jason that's I can't even describe why I love them so
yes,
much.
Yes, it's so
know?
Much. We started right now just seeing everything about this. We would never be off the phone. I mean, we'll be taking hours just to, we'll all be drowsy, tired, just talking about, like, yeah, Jason was just sleeping and stuff on the phone because we have so much to say about them. I mean, it's like nonstop.
Even when it's funny, even when, like, when they, that scene, that surprise scene that they showed you when she was daydreaming about them coming in, Jason and Nicholas and Lucky, I even was, like, just that scene itself, because I saw the chemistry was just, even when she was not even had any contact with Jason in that scene, it was like, she was kind of like behind him, you know, when she was dreaming about him or something, and you know, it was just like, oh my gosh, just that one little scene, it just got me excited, and it was just like a maybe 1 second scene or something, and it's like, even when they're on the phone together or something, I get excited or something. When
I know, me too.
Talking to each other, do you want to meet up at the safe house, or, you know.
I know. Oh, I can't, but I'm going to try, I'm going to get a babysitter, or I'm going to talk to Sunny or something like that. I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm like, hurry up.
Her neck, you know, after she painted
yeah, yeah.
him, you know.
Oh, my God, I loved that scene.
I think that was, like, my favorite scene. Well, not my
I
one
know.
Scene,
she was like, I thought you were hungry. I'm looking like,
yeah,
yeah. He is hungry for some of
the
you.
Word.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
And I haven't seen Jason like that for a long, long time.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
at least
know.
With Elizabeth, he could have his career and he could have his private life.
Yeah.
But with Sam, it's like... It's like just his job. Basically, Sam's his job, too. He's got to make sure she doesn't get into trouble, you know.
They're boring. They're just a boring, dumb
yeah,
couple.
Yeah,
like,
she's
like,
a PI now.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, she's a PI.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's
a PI
now.
Like she was. They're only dropping that story, too. And, like, she's
I mean,
not all person again.
I liked Sam when she was away from Jason and when she was with Lucky. I started liking her because she
Me
had her
too.
Own...
Story I having,
from Jason.
Yeah.
She was becoming an independent woman. She didn't need Jason
yes.
all the time. And even Lucky, too. He was so different when he was with Sam. So
yes.
I was a loose Sam fan. Or
I started giving respect to them. I was all like, yes, they're away from Jason. It was good. You know, they can have any little happiness. I won't be mean to them no more. But if they start, you know, getting a little feisty with Jason, it's gone. It's gone. I'm done.
I know. And there was rumors around there, spoilers, that like Jason was gonna negate the Liz and his relationship. Come on, Jason has always been on Liz's side, and he will always be on her side.
Yeah, but
you know?
Yeah, you know, now it's starting to fade. Like he just does it a little bit. It's like he's trying to be on both of his sides. I'm looking like, no, Jason, you don't
do
that.
Oh, I know.
Can you just be on Liz's
side? With what Jason and Lucky did a long time ago when Jacob Young was playing the role and when Lucky was really mean. They got Lucky. Jason nearly beat Lucky up.
I
know.
Know.
Where is
yes.
that? Jason and Lucky, where are they? Where are those characters, you know?
I know. I don't like all this lovey-dovey stuff. I want
no.
more, you know, I hate you stuff.
I know.
Oh, by the way, Heather's last response to me, because I just said I don't like her. I will never be a fan of Kelly, Monica, or Sam, because, well, I have friends on this boat that like her, so you shouldn't be saying this.
And they're probably saying things bad about Elizabeth, too.
Yeah, and then she goes, and then we'll do, but in the meantime, just enjoy Z8. Okay, is anyone really enjoying Z8? No one is coming home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to get their TVs and start watching it. It's like the last thing on their to-do list.
Yeah.
So,
it used
really,
to be the one thing that I would do when I would come home. I would or when it used to be a VHS, you know, I'd rewind my VCR, watch General Hospital, search for Jason and Liz, and even... I can't watch my DVR anymore. That's not the first thing that I watch now. It's probably the last thing.
And
yeah.
I would tell her, I would be like, okay, are you a Jason fan? Because I'm talking to you. I mean, like, I'm not even talking to you. I'm just saying my opinion. I mean,
yeah.
She don't like Kelly Monica. You don't like her. I mean, like, what if she shouldn't even have a comment?
I mean,
that?
You know
she
what?
Does she not like Kelly Monica?
She doesn't like both, but since she has friends on Twitter,
she
doesn't want them to be upset.
So you mean to tell them her friends won't allow her to have their own opinion?
I tell them to get on Twitter and talk to Carly about that, not her.
Yeah.
She's not
doing. You know what? Yeah, because you know what? I'm sorry. Having Kelly Monaco in the opening, like the first one, like, because when they, Sonic, Holly, Jason, and Sam, that's kind of sick right there, you know? And then why did you have to have an opening still that has Lucky, Nicholas, and Liz? And the, you know what I'm saying? You guys, like, in the same bun. Okay.
I think anybody should have been.
Like the old one in the same order.
Yeah.
I know.
It's the exact same order.
They should have done that when you said the quarter main should have been like the first ones, because they're like the quarter mains. You can't.
Yeah, they're like the top dog.
It's with General Hospital, the quarter mains. You can't have General Hospital without the quarter mains.
You sure can't. That's where Jason came from.
No, they should have had all the quarter mains, like you said, Bridget, and then the Webbers maybe next, and then maybe the Spencers. You know,
they put Michael with Alexis and Christina. He should have been with Sonny and Carly.
And Carly.
That's what
kind
I was just going to
say. Christina and Alexis.
Now they really are messing up. I think they're asleep when they're right in General Hospital half of the time.
I think they're just like just writing whatever that they. They're just writing whatever. I don't even think they're reading their scripts. I think they're
I swear they are.
And then they're approving it.
Yeah. It feels like they are writing this, and, you know, they are drinking alcohol, and I even remember what the heck they are writing about.
I think so, too, because they're not consistent.
They're smoking some funny mushrooms.
They're probably thinking they're having a good show. They're probably having a celebration.
Come on, Jason, the Franco storyline, Jason wouldn't have been so up. Wouldn't have let Franco get to him.
I hated that, but people have to understand. Like, he did come out of nowhere to Jason. Jason's like, whoa, oh my God, like, who is this?
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I mean, I think Jason would have. I don't know. I mean, the character of Jason would have killed Franco.
Yes, you know? I agree. Yeah,
he would have killed him. I mean, he wouldn't have let him get into so much.
Yes.
You know, I mean.
But it was confusing. He really did look confused. Like, what is this, like, all this stuff out of nowhere? Like, it was like, and then they are like, that's a storyline for Jason. But, you know, they added characters that I'm looking like, it's more about Jason than don't ask Sam. I mean, Lulu would have been okay, but, you know, they had to add Sam to it.
You know,
they
had to have Maxie sleep with Franco. What the heck
was
that?
I know,
that
was dumb.
Conflict between Spinelli and Maxie.
Yeah.
I didn't see what the whole point of him.
I don't get what that was either. I mean, that was one time. I mean, that didn't even have to happen. Don't make Maxie change back into her always. Just let her be with Snail Ellie.
Oh, you guys, this, but you know, we have 2 minutes remaining. Lately I haven't been watching the time because I totally forget to. But no, I just think the thing is with this whole thing is they brought Franco in. It did not do it. Then why in the hell are we going to have to see Franco again?
Oh, yeah, we are. That's right. I totally forgot about that. That's
not
over yet either.
I'm sorry. I mean, I saw first, you know, Spider-Man the first time, so I had no idea who this guy was.
I did. I've been following James Franco since he was on this one show. It didn't last very long. It was on, forgot what it was called, Geeks and Freaks and Geeks or something, and he was on.
Are you guys talking about James Franco?
Yeah,
yes.
James Franco. Yeah. He even won a Golden Globe for playing James Dean or something, I think.
Oh, he did? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he played James Dean.
I didn't know who he was. I just saw him on TV, and he looked cute. So I was like, I'm going to just probably watch the episode because he was cute. I didn't really know nothing about his storyline with General Hospital. I was just like, ooh, he cute, so I'm going to watch it. And so when I watched it, I was like, oh, it's kind of – I kind of like how they had the obsession with Jason thing. But, you know, it kind of made Jason look all stupid and confused.
Yeah,
and like,
because this guy came out of nowhere. And he was fighting Jason for years. Someone will pick up on that, like, I don't know, Milo Mac.
Following Jason for years? How come he doesn't know about Jake and Elizabeth? Why did
no,
he Elizabeth?
They said, I heard that it wasn't for years. I heard that it was just for, like, since September in 2008
or
something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay.
Well, tell ya, I heard it was like a couple of years, like a year or two.
Then, how he only know so much about this, and why he don't know about Jake?
That's what I want
to know. To tell me Jake's such a big secret that.
That's what I was hoping with this story. When I found out he was obsessed with Jason,
it's on record somewhere that Jake's his. You know, I mean, it's
I thought since he knew so much about
computer geek, but.
Right. So since I knew he knew so much about Jason, I'm looking like, oh, he's probably going to find out about Jake, or he probably already knows and just going to put it in play. But they never did it, so I'm looking like, hopefully when he comes back, something happens or something.
I mean, you have the trial with Liz perjured herself on the stand. I mean, couldn't he put two together and, you know, figure it out for himself, Franco? You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, since he perjured herself on the stand like that, they would never go to jail for that, right? I mean, since it's so long ago.
They probably think we forgot about that, so they probably, you know, I don't know.
Well, lucky slip to Maxie about two kids with two different fathers.
Oh, really?
Today. Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Because I don't think Maxie.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Maxie.
Yeah, he was talking to her about Elizabeth.
So maybe
Jake's
eventually slowly
going to
come out.
Two different fathers.
I'm sorry, I didn't even catch that.
Or was he talking about the child that she's carrying now?
No.
Oh, well, that's good.
The boys.
Okay.
The boys.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe they're doing it slowly, but surely
But they are not doing opportunity, sister guys. That is not happening.
Well, Steve Burton even was adamant. That's what he put his foot down with that. He said, I think I read it. I know I did read it somewhere that he said that. That's one thing. He went to the producers or the writers and said, if you're gonna take mine and you're gonna switch the paternity down the line, I don't want to have anything to do with it. You might as well just make kid luckies.
Right.
But,
I would do that, too. Like, I'm not going to be doing no whole years of being somebody's child's father. And then
it's kind of old, these paternity things.
It does. Okay, you guys, we are on overtime. I just thought it went off because it loves us, hates us. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't. Yes, and, okay, Talia, you're back on Monday with me, right?
Yep.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, because I have to go to my classes, my long night, which I hate. I have class from 4 to almost 10 o'clock at night. I know. Well,
I would die.
4 to 9:45 at night. And my last class is 2 hours and 45 minutes long. And I'm sitting, like last week we were watching the Parasite movie. And I was sitting there thinking, boy, I should have just left class early. I would have rather been on the phone than watching film about parasites.
Oh, yeah, and she had told me a lot about parasites, and now I'm scared to eat a couple of things after what she told me about.
Oh, yeah, like you don't want to eat sushi, you know, raw fish. But California rolls, I had a couple of California rolls recently, and I don't think I'm going to have them anymore because I don't want to get parasites. And I like how Bridget put it, like, that's what Sam is, a parasite, you know?
Salmonella?
Yeah. I know. She's squeezing the life out of Jason is what's happening.
She's squeezing the life out of G.H.
Yeah, G.H.
period.
Today was wonderful without her. I mean,
every day is great.
Oh, I know.
Exactly.
She isn't on today, is she? Because I'm in the minutes of the show.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, I don't think she
was. Not at all. And it was wonderful.
Oh, no, it was.
Would you watch it on YouTube? Lucky tell Jason, Carly, you told me that Lucky told Jason about Liz today, right?
Yes. And he had, like, he's like, what? I mean, about the pregnancy. You know what I mean to me? That look on Jason's face was kind of priceless.
in my opinion.
He did not believe. Remember when she was supposedly, Lainey accused her of having postpartum or something, and Jason never believed that about Liz. You know, and
they're making her like she's like doesn't even know.
And
what
now
she's
they're
doing.
Making her seem like now they're gonna make her seem like she's like crazy or something. Yeah.
They should have Sam in there instead of Elizabeth. They should switch her out.
Thank you. Yes,
she sucked the life out of Shady Brook too.
I know.
Oh my.
I'll go visit her every day.
And isn't Helena related problem. To Sam? Isn't Helena's related to Sam? Huh.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Is she?
No.
Okay.
Wait, no. She?
Okay, Alexis. Sam is Alexis's daughter, right? And Alexis is related to who?
Nick.
What?
Nick, yeah.
But what? Who's her father? Who's Alexis's dad? He's a Cassadine, but okay, never mind then.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Helena's husband.
Related to Helena.
Oh, that is Alexa. Okay, I keep forgetting that. And, cause I think I was too young. I mean, that I don't remember ever seeing Stavros. I mean, not Stavros, but.
Stavros.
I mean, Nico or whatever Elena's husband
was. Oh, yeah. He was on it way back in, like, the day.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
You know, but
I remember with Liz Taylor. Well, I wasn't really. I think I watched it on YouTube. Liz Taylor played. She was the original Helena.
But wasn't he only on one day? Am I wrong?
I think when Luke and Laura got married, she put a curse on them.
That curse kind of
bit him in the ass.
Yeah. they can never get away with the. They can never get away from the Cassadines, huh? I swear. No, you know, Helena's back.
I wish the Spencers and the Cassadines would just kill each other off.
I know.
Really. I mean, I'm so sick of Luke. What is
that?
Luke and Helena shook hands
right
on
over
destroying.
The cliff. Huh?
Yep. Helena and Luke agreed on destroying. They're heating something up.
What?
Really?
Why in the fuck? Okay, we all feel good. Okay. Why would you have Luke and Helena even work together?
I know.
I'm going to make it up. Well, this show hasn't made sense for, like, a long time.
They haven't. They just putting random stuff together. They're not paying attention to what they're writing. If it was really crazy enough, they, like I said, they could have just put Sam into Shady Brook instead of Elizabeth. That would have worked perfectly.
You know, they should have Sam as a, on the hospital roof, and I wish he would accidentally jump.
She could have just died a long time ago when they was on that bridge. Lucky just had to be a hero for once and just.
Oh, God,
just
that's right.
Jason
should have dropped her off at the top of the hospital.
Do you know how close she
you.
Was
you
to dying? She was so close to dying. I was so happy. I was like, yes, she's going to fall. But she saved her. I was like, you have one arm and you could save somebody. I'm going to be like.
He
could have just slipped. Just
let go of her. Yeah.
Well,
I know,
like the toxic balls when she was hanging off the hospital roof. Why didn't Jason just go, think?
I know.
I know.
And Jason said, I will kill you. He should have killed her right there and then.
They're being too nice. Why?
They're way too nice.
And you know why? Who's totally being nice to each other? I wanted to stop because it's making me vomit. Is. Lucky and Jason.
It's so disgusting.
The bromance.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
it's
the bromance, yeah.
Why all of a sudden,
a
like...
going on.
Right. I mean, that's so disgusting.
They
I really
have to get themselves a room and
I go... I know.
They can have their own baby.
My gosh.
You know, maybe Lucky would like it, but you know, I don't think Jason would go for that. But you know...
Oh my God!
The brotherly love.
Is that your gun, or are you just glad to see me?
I think he's lucky doing it, but I just can't see Jason.
Jackson's Lucky and Jason were kind of friends in the beginning, way back when Liz and Lucky were first together. You know, when Jason owned the bike shop and Lucky came.
Well, yeah, but come on, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
10 years, you know,
a lot of water under the bridge.
That's why they're friends, because Jonathan Doctor just came back in the room, so we're just supposed to forget all the in-between years, you know? It's like, you
man,
know,
forget that. Ain't no in-between years. Do you know what everything y'all been through, and y'all finna finally be friends? Y'all took the right time to do it.
Mom.
You know, my phone's beeping. I think my house phone's going to go dead here in a minute. So
okay. So you're going to go watch the Olympics and stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to go take a quick shower, and then I'm going to get ready for bed and probably watch 24 or something.
Okay,
yeah.
Call me after 24.
Okay. All right, bye, guys. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Last minute of the show.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. You know, I think, before we go, I think if they put Elena, Adam from Y&L, Stefano from Days of a Life, and a bunch of evil people, that's what I wanted to ask you guys. How long will Zach not know is not, what's his, Emily? Is her name Emily, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, how long will it take, you guys think? I mean,
I don't know, she's already starting to crack because Jack took a picture of her and put it on the mantle.
Yeah.
Of Emily, and it's not Patty. And
now okay.
She's kind of freaking out.
Okay, my thing is, wouldn't Jack know that he's kissing the wrong person? By the way, he's kissing the wrong person?
No.
Apparently not.
Uh-uh. Because he does not really want to be with Patty.
No.
Oh, my. So, but is Emily okay? Or has she woke up yet? And
they said she's
still in a coma.
Yeah, she's still. They said she made some kind of progress, but they said she's still in a coma, though.
You know
what?
She's trying
to get out because she's talking. She's talking in the coma, trying to get to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's trying to say it, but, like, they can't hear her, but she's standing in her mind and stuff.
Well, I mean, Y&L is, like, the only soap right now that I'm not throwing everything at the TV.
And did I not call it that the kids are twins? Because Jana is in trouble, and Daisy and What's-His-Butt are twins?
Oh, my God, yeah, you called it.
I did. I called it, and I don't know who their mother is, but yeah.
You know what? I still think I still think it's Kimberly Brown. Kimberly Brown's character. I don't know why I'm thinking that. I could be wrong, but that's the only I just thought how many enemies has Lauren had through the years, and the only one I can really think of is Sheila, unless. You guys can tell me another one. Okay. So, yeah, but no, I think Y&L. What?
Snoop Dogg's going to be on One Life to Live again.
I know, I can't wait.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
I love it. He loves his bow.
You know, I
know.
Well, I know maybe this is wrong.
Cannon.
You know, I love calling him Snoop Doggy Dog. I don't know why. I just thought that sounded funny. But I'm glad he's going there. Oh, that's another thing I'm worried. What do you think of when Stacy died and how everyone's reacting like they are sad even though no one really cared about her?
I actually, close, like, in the, like I had times out like that, but you know, in a way, I really didn't care. I mean...
Oh, yeah, what about you, Brenda? Did you,
I was glad she's gone. I didn't really care for Stacy. I didn't care. She's too manipulative.
Yeah, it wasn't like all...
I like how her and Gigi buried the hatchet after she delivered her baby.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's, like, the only part I like.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Would open his mouth and say maybe that baby's his, too.
Yeah, and you know...
Skylar just told Gigi today.
But Lowe's is not Rex's, and they...
Yeah. I wish Fish would open his mouth and said, hey, I slept with her twice, too, so, you know.
You know, yeah, and, but it's weird that, you know, even though Stacy passed away, I don't remember them ever bringing on Zizi's parents on the canvas, or they passed away.
No. I don't know. They never really talked about them.
They should do that, though.
You know, I just thought, you know, but I was glad to see Stacey gone. I mean, I liked Crystal Hunt, but I didn't like her in this role of it. Because, I mean, it was good, but yeah. All right, you guys, so we are back on Wednesday, and hopefully tomorrow's weigh-in all might be really, really good. I mean, when this whole baby thing comes out, Adam is going to need to, like, run to Canada or something.
Well, I think Sharon's starting to get her brain working now.
Right, it's on then.
Yeah, I think she's going to start wising up and start saying, hey.
Right, and
he wants to run away, and she's like, you want to run away from this?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, we should just leave. So I think she'll team up with them and Ashley and finally find out what the heck's going on.
Yeah, they said this week and next week is like when everything ends for Adam. Yes, this week and next week. March 1st is like
because really, it's been a whole year that the story has run. Billy has gone, or maybe 9 months.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I like Sharon, but she was acting so stupid, so she made me mad, because she's acting so stupid with the whole situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, she married him, he probably was in love with the, you know,
Well, he says he's in love with Sharon, but he's must not be that much in love with her if he's still lying.
Exactly.
You know, if he loved her, he took her baby away from her. I mean, that's not love.
No, I'm always listening. Well, you guys know, Aldo did. Did you have you guys got snow lately? Because we haven't got snow here at all.
Oh, I have.
We got 5 or 6 inches this last week.
But you guys don't close down for that, do you? Okay.
We haven't had a snow day in years.
Oh, because when it just snows like 1 inch, I'm serious, they close down the whole city. We are closed.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I mean, people don't know how to drive in Seattle with the snow or rain or whatever, and when it snows a little, everything is closed, everything is backed up, and last year we had snow for almost 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, we have to have a blizzard to even consider shutting us down.
Well, I feel sorry for all those people in New York and stuff that kind of had the blizzard last week, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm not living there. So, yeah. Okay, well, you know, but no, I mean, I like snow. I just don't want 2 weeks of snow. I mean, I feel like the...
I'm ready for summer.
You know what? Me too. I am totally ready for summer. I'm totally ready for Rebecca Hurst to have a baby just because I want Jason and Liz to get back together.
I know, and I hope she has it on my birthday.
When is your birthday?
My birthday's in August. Yeah, mine's August 12th, and she's due the 9th, so I'm praying she has it on my birthday.
Well, you know, I don't mean to say lie, you know, like, third babies are sometimes late. I was late, so, you know, sometimes babies just come late. One of my friends, baby was 3 weeks late. Can you imagine 3 weeks? Yeah, I mean, that is, yeah. Okay, well, I will see you guys Monday night at 8 o'clock, and have fun, and I guess go watch the Olympics. You know, I'm just waiting for them to be off, because, you know, we are not getting any new TV shows with other things, so.
Yeah.
So, all right, Talia, I will see you on Monday, Wednesday too, and have a good day of school tomorrow.
Thanks.
You know, just enjoy your high school years, because before you know it, you will be out in the real world, and, yeah, you might not like it because, yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, I mean, okay, no, I'm turning 34 this year, and I've been lying for the last 5 years. So you, then, so I thought I was only turning like 32, and my five-year-old niece walked up to me and goes, "No, you're turning 34." And I'm like, I am, and so it's just like, and people keep saying, by the time you're 35, it's all downhill from there, so I wish people would not say that.
Well, I'll be 40 this summer, and I'm still living like I'm in my 20s, so it's...
No, you don't sound 40.
And how you
do no,
that.
No, you don't sound 40.
You don't sound 40.
I know, I don't look 40 either. I've carded more than my younger friends. Yeah,
you know,
age very young.
Well, I still get carded too, and so, yeah, but... Yeah, I just think it's funny that once you hit 21, everyone looks forward to hitting 21, and then after 21, they could not kill. I find that very funny. Alrighty, girls, well, have a good night.
You guys too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.